Cincinnati versus 2022 Sacramento RiverCats baseball. Are you guys ready for some baseball? Get out your scorecards for today's starting lineups. First, the starting lineups for the visiting Tacoma Radiators, AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, as announced by manager Tim Fedorovich. Leading off and playing second base, number one, Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the designated hitter, number 16, Kyle Lewis. Batting third, center fielder, number 41, Jared Kelman. Batting fourth, first baseman, number 47, Evan White. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 13, Joe Odom. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 18, Mason McCoy. Batting seventh, right fielder, number 7, Forrest Wall. Batting eighth, left fielder, number 2, Billy Hamilton. Batting ninth, third baseman, number 27, Alex Blandino. And the starting pitcher for the Tacoma Rainiers, right-hander, number 22, Darren McCracken.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento, California, where today the Tacoma Rainiers play a little daytime baseball and take on the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, the Sacramento Rivercats. Well, the Tacoma Rainiers for today's game might as well change their name to the Tacoma Rehabbers, because not only do the Rainiers have Kyle Lewis in the starting from knee surgery, but also joining the Rainiers today and beginning a rehab assignment is Mariners first baseman Evan White. White is in the lineup today playing first base. He is coming back from sports hernia surgery, which he had in late March after a spring training injury. So Evan White and Kyle Lewis are both in the Tacoma Rainiers lineup today as they take on the San Francisco Giants AAA club. Rainiers won yesterday, 8-3 was the final score, and the Rainiers trying to win back-to-back games to start this series. That's something they have not done yet this year. The Rainiers have not started a series with back-to-back wins yet this season. They look to do that here today. On the mound for Tacoma is right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken's 1-3 with a 6.86 ERA. He makes his eighth start of the season today. He'll be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Raynel Espinal, who has been outstanding for the Rivercats, 2-0 with a 3.38 ERA, has an outstanding slider, which has led to him striking out 38 batters in just 24 innings this season. So Raynel Espinal on the hill for Sacramento, Darren McCacken for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a fun one today. Beautiful day here in Sacramento, nice and warm, blue skies overhead. Tons of kids at the ballpark today for this midweek day game. Sort of an end of the school year field trip for a lot of local school kids, so a lot of people here for this one. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll look back at yesterday's Tacoma Rainiers victory right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sacramento Rivercats this afternoon. The two umpires meeting with the managers right now, the three umpires meeting with the two managers for the lineup card exchange at home plate right now, as the Rainiers are trying to win two in a row. They had a big contribution from Kyle Lewis yesterday, to say the least. The rehabbing Mariner designated hitter, after grounding into a double play and striking out in his first two at-bats, suddenly impacted the game rather ferociously with a go-ahead three-run homer in the fifth inning, and then in the sixth inning launching a two-run double that nearly got out of the park to left center field. Lewis finished the game 2-for-4 with five runs batted in. Played just seven innings yesterday as the DH. He is back in there today with the day game after a night game, so that's encouraging. We'll see how long he plays in today's game. Also yesterday, Eric Mejia launched a deep home run to right field. Very well-struck ball, hit halfway up the berm beyond the Rainier arc. Rainiers had 12 hits in the game yesterday as Mejia, Zach Green, Brian O'Keefe and Kyle Lewis each had two hits. So really a well-rounded attack for the Red Ears yesterday. And the pitching limited Sacramento to just four hits in the game last night as Justice Sheffield threw well and the bullpen was outstanding behind him. Well, we'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 12 wins and 25 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing second base, is sated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting third and playing center field is Jared Kelnick. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Evan White. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Joe Odom. Hitting sixth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Batting seventh, right fielder Forrest Wall. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Billy Hamilton. And batting ninth and playing third base is Alex Blandino. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken's 1-3 with a 6.86 ERA. Well, the Red Ears, Sacramento Rivercats are 18-19 on the season, and the Giants AAA club is managed by Dave Brundage. Leading off for Sacramento, playing right field, is Luis Gonzalez. Batting second, the center fielder, Elliot Ramos. Hitting third, second baseman, Jason Vossler. In the cleanup spot, the league's leading home run man, David Villar. He is at third base. Batting fifth, former Rainier Donovan Walton at shortstop. Hitting sixth, the former Rainier Kevin Padlo at first base. Batting seventh is designated hitter Isan Diaz. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Michael Papirski. Batting ninth, left fielder Ka'ai Tom. And their pitcher is Raynel Espinal. Espinal 2-0 with a 3.38 ERA. Umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is the crew chief Cody Oaks. At first base is Dylan Wilson, and over at third it's Matt Winter. Tacoma and Sacramento day game getting started shortly. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least six per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked.
Oh. Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats. Sam Haggerty settling into the batter's box to lead things off for the Red Ears. And Haggerty enters play today having reached base in 11 straight games. First pitch from Espinal is swung on and fouled away, and we are underway here at Sutter Health Park, formerly known as Raley Field. Ballpark built in the year 2000. 0-1 pitch to Haggerty, taken for a strike. And Haggerty's behind at the count, 0-2. Haggerty with the batting average at 301 coming into play today. 0-2 from Espinal, swung on and fouled back. Still 0-2. This is our second game played with the ABS system, automated balls and strikes, also known as the robot umpire. 0-2 pitch is a check swing. He went, says the third base umpire on appeal. Haggerty rung up by Matt Winter, and one man is gone at the top of the first inning. Haggerty strikes out on four pitches, and now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Well, Lewis hit the three-run homer to give the Red Ears the lead in the fifth inning last night and then added a two-run double in the sixth inning last night. He stands in, DHing today, as he has pretty much every game on this rehab assignment, all but one, as here's a pitch outside for a ball. I think it's pretty clear that Lewis is going to be restricted to the DH role for a while, even after the Mariners activate him. Now the 1-0 is down low for a ball, 2-0. Actually, correction, they called that a strike. The ABS system causes a slight delay on the balls and strikes, and some of us broadcasters are still getting used to it. Stay tuned. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. No computer needed on that one. 1-2 the count. The plate umpire has a little earpiece, and the computer system relays to him whether the pitch is a ball or a strike. Now the 1-2 is on its way, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. The umpire still leans in there and mentally calls the pitch to himself because he's got to be ready in case the system fails. So now the 2-2 is on its way. And it is high and inside. So full count to Kyle Lewis. Payoff coming. And it is Outside, ball four. Kyle Lewis draws a one-out walk. So he strolls down to first base after politely handing his bat to the bat boy. And now Jared Kelnick will hit. Kelnick had his first game back with the Red Ears yesterday. Was 1-for-5 with a single. He struck out 3 times, including twice looking. Not real aggressive at the plate in his first game back with the Red Ears yesterday. Left-hand hitter against the righty Espinal, and the first pitch just does miss a little low. Ball one. Now here comes the 1-0 on its way. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Hanging up for Elliot Ramos, the center fielder who makes the catch. And there's the second out at the top of the first inning. Kelnick flies to center. And now Evan White is the batter. Well, Evan White in his first game since, well, last year. His first game of the season anywhere. He's been playing in extended spring training games in the Mariners complex at Peoria. And this is the first game of his rehab assignment. He got injured during spring training, during Cactus League play. White calls time. Now he's ready to hit. And the first pitch from Espinal is swung on and fouled back. Sports hernia surgery was what White had towards the end of March. He's on the Mariners' 60-day IL. It's probably going to be with the Red Ears for a little bit. The 60 days will be up towards the end of the month. 0-1 pitch is a called strike, and the count's even 1-1. A fastball there from Espinal. Now, the next pitch to the 26-year-old White is a fastball up high. 1-2. White, the Mariners' first-round pick in 2017. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is taken low and outside for a ball, 2-2. Last year, White spent most of the season on the injured list with a left hip flexor strain. Tried a comeback, played 4 rehab games for the Red Ears, and then got shut down for the remainder of the season. Next pitch is a called strike 3. White goes down looking, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the first inning. Couple of strikeouts for Reynel Espinal. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Sacramento coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers do not score in the top of the first inning, and now they take the field for the first time today. And Darren McCacken is the man on the mound. McCacken making his eighth start of the season. And this is only the second game of the year between the Rainiers and Rivercats, so this is McCacken's first appearance against them this season. Well, Luis Gonzalez leads off for Sacramento. He was just optioned to AAA by the San Francisco Giants, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. This is going to be completely nonsensical to Mariners fans, but hear me out. It's true. As the pitch to Gonzalez is pulled to right field, hit well. Going back on the ball is Wall at the track. He can't get it. It's gone. A home run for Luis Gonzalez on the second pitch he sees from Darren McCacken. And the Rivercats take a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. So Luis Gonzalez with his fourth AAA home run of the season. He also has two in the big leagues. What I was going to say was that Luis Gonzalez got optioned to AAA by the San Francisco Giants, even though with San Francisco in 21 games, a decent amount, and 63 at-bats, Gonzalez is hitting .349 with two homers. That's in the majors, hitting .349, and they sent him down. So here's a pitch inside to Ramos. If any Mariner is batting .349, they're hitting third or cleanup in the order. The Giants send him to Sacramento. Here's a swing and a foul by Ramos. And the count's even, 1-1. So Gonzalez homers, and the Rivercats have the 1-0 lead. Next pitch is a swing and a foul back. Count goes to 1-2. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2 swung on and squibbed towards first on the ground. White picks it up and feeds McCacken, covering first for the out. One away at the bottom of the first inning. Well, the Rainiers pitchers and other infielders should be very happy to have Evan White at first base defensively, a gold glove winner in the American League in 2020. And White's always been lauded for his defense, even when he was a minor leaguer coming up through the Mariners system. Here's Jason Vossler, and the pitch from McCacken is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Vossler hitting just .212 in 14 games for Sacramento, .286 in 12 games for San Francisco. So here's one inside for a ball. The Giants general manager. It's now the 1-1 pitch to Vossler is fouled out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Farhan, I think it's Zaidi is how you pronounce his last name. Everyone just calls him Farhan. Sears went outside for a ball. He is extremely active with roster management at the Major League and AAA levels, more so than Jerry DePoto, if you can believe that. So now the 2-2 pitch is fouled off, still 2-2. And they have a lot of players on this Sacramento roster. Well, first off, they have 18 position players, not pitchers, position players on their AAA roster. It's two full teams. And they're constantly moving guys back and forth between big leagues and AAA. Now here's Vossler fouling one back. Vossler, one of the guys who's been shuttled back and forth this season. Now the pitch is a check swing. Down he goes. That is strike three. Vossler strikes out on a check swing, and McCacken has his second strikeout. David Villar now the batter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Villar leading the league with a dozen homers, tied for the league lead with 36 runs batted in. And he has a 302 batting average. Triple-A rookie, too, and he pulls one down the left field line, hooking, it goes foul. So that is strike two to Villar. No balls, two strikes. McCacken just whiffed Vossler. He's into his motion, and the 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 offering is right there on the outside edge. A called strike three, and down goes VR, and McCacken gets back-to-back strikeouts to close out the first. But the Rivercats are on the board on a Luis Gonzalez homer. Was the only hit, no one left. We go to the second inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the second inning of play here in Sacramento. The Red Ears and the River Cats. Sacramento up 1-0 on the Luis Gonzalez homer. Joe Odom knows a thing or two about homers. He's hit six of them this season, including one in his last game, which was Sunday at Cheney Stadium. And he leads things off here today in the second inning. And the pitch from Espinal is outside for a ball taken. 1-0 the count to Odom. He's batting 241 on the season. Espinal with his next pitch, and it is swung on and cranked down the left field line, but this is foul, and Odom certainly had home run distance on that one, but he pulled it foul. So one ball, one strike to Joe Odom. Out in front of a slider on that last foul ball. Here's the 1-1, and it is taken outside for a ball, a fastball. 2-1. Espinal's fastball is in the 92 to 94 range. Has a slider and a change. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Swinging a foul back. He's not a young phenom. He's just new to this league. He's 30 years old. From the Dominican Republic. Made his big league debut as a reliever for the Red Sox last year. Here's one down low now. So Odom with a full count. Here's the 3-2. And it is swung on and sprayed foul down the right field line. And that'll be a souvenir. Espinal, a minor league free agent signed by the Giants. With his next pitch to Odom, and it swung out and fouled back. Originally was in the Yankees farm system. Reached AAA with them in 2018 and 2019. 3-2, fouled off again by Odom. And then after becoming a minor league free agent, actually he was drafted in the minor league Rule 5 draft from the Red Sox, or from the Yankees by the Red Sox, and spent last year with AAA Wooster with the exception of one game in the big leagues. And now Odom pulls one into left field, and it's a base hit, and the Red Ears have their first hit of the game off of Espinal. Joe Odom singling to left field here in the top of the second inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy got into yesterday's game as a pinch hitter. He pinch hit for Kyle Lewis in the eighth inning. McCoy hitting .253 in 26 games with two homers. And he takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Now, the 0-1 is outside for a ball to McCoy. Right now, Espinal is from Villa Gonzalez in the Dominican Republic, which is a town known for producing cigars. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and bounced foul first base side. Espinal signed with the Yankees when he was 21 years old, which is old for a player from the Dominican Republic. They often sign when they're 16, 17 years old. It was a late discovery. 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off. Still 1-2 to Mason McCoy. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is swung on. Bounced to the shortstop, Walton, who goes to second for one. Relay to first is not in time. McCoy avoids being doubled up. Odom is forced out at second base. The slow bouncer to the shortstop. Donovan Walton, the former Red Ear from not long ago at all, from like last week, making the play at shortstop. So one out, a runner at first, and now Forrest Wall is the batter. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken for a high strike. Now the 0-1 pitch with a runner going is taken high. Throw down to second base goes off the glove of the shortstop and into center field. And ending up at third base is McCoy. So McCoy steals second, his fifth steal of the year. Takes third on the air, which usually gets charged to the catcher in this instance. So a runner at third with one out. Sounds like they're giving the air to the shortstop, Walton, for not catching the throw. Which, I mean, it seems kind of correct because the throw is pretty much on the money. So a runner at third The infield partly drawn in, and the pitch bounces away from the catcher, Papirski, but not far enough away from McCoy to go for it. He stays at third base. Rolled just a couple feet away from Papirski, but it was behind him, and there was a moment where he was looking around there for the ball, and McCoy thought about going for it, taking off towards home plate, but ultimately decided that that wasn't going to work. Now the 2-1 pitch to Wall is swung on and hit in the air towards the third baseman, VR, who gets called off by the shortstop, Walton, and Walton makes the catch behind third base, a step onto the outfield grass. So Wall pops up, that runner still frozen at third. Now there are two outs, and Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton did not play yesterday, back in there today. Hamilton hitting 200 on the dot in 70 at-bats. And the pitch is bounced towards third, fielded by VR. Throw to first in time to get Hamilton. And that does it for the Red Ears in the top of the second inning. Hamilton grounding out on the first pitch. No runs on a hit. There was an error and a runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Just 3 words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just 3 words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
One nothing Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Sutter Health Park. Donovan Walton stands in and swings at the first pitch from Darren McCacken and pops it up towards shortstop Mason McCoy, who makes the catch. One pitch, one out. The Red Ears get Donnie Walton to pop up, one away. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow, the second half of the back-to-back Red Ears from this year, who are now in the Sacramento lineup today. Yesterday, they had 3 former Red Ears from this season in the starting lineup. Today, just 2. Stuart Fairchild's on the bench. Pitch to Padlow is in there for a strike. Since being picked up by Sacramento, Padlow's hitting .318 with 6 homers in 11 games. He had a homer here yesterday. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. So much... So many people involved in this series, so many players and coaches have intertwined history between both clubs. So here's one little high. You've got the 3 former Red Ears from the last 4 weeks with Sacramento. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Padlo. Red Ears have some former River Cats, including Fernando Abad, who pitched the ninth inning and closed it out last night. He played here in 2019 and is saying hello to people he knows. Zach Green, a former River Cat and also from this area, he knows not just people in the opposing dugout, but also people who work at the park. So now the pitch is in there for a strike to Diaz. And then you look at the two managers, Dave Brundage, in his sixth year managing Sacramento. So now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. He managed Tacoma in 2006, played in the Mariners system, played for Tacoma very briefly, was a Rainiers hitting coach. And then the Rainiers' new manager, Tim Fedorovich, he played for Sacramento when Brundage was the manager here. So here's a swing and a grounder to first. That's fielded by Evan White. Flip it to McCackett, covering first for the out. Diaz is retired, and the River Cats go in order in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. We head to the third. Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the third inning, 1-0. River Cats lead on the leadoff homer in the first by Luis Gonzalez. Right here's here at the third, we'll have their number nine man, Alex Blandino, leading things off. He'll be followed by Sam Haggerty and Kyle Lewis. Blandino made his Rainiers debut yesterday. He was with Sacramento earlier this year. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the next pitch from Reynel Espinal is swung out and fouled back. 0-2 the count. You know, you can't tell the players without a scorecard. That's the old saying. You can't tell the players without a program. I don't know if that would help today. There's so many players who have been on both teams this year. I think you actually literally need to see the uniform to know which team the guy's on. 0-2 pitch swung out and grounded towards third, fielded by VR. And he'll sling it to first base. And Blandino is out. One away at the top of the third. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty struck out swinging his first time up. A check swing where he went around and was out on appeal. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 in for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Next pitch, grounded up the middle, off the pitcher, it shoots up into the air, comes down to Walton, who then fires to first and gets Haggerty by a half a step, and Haggerty is thrown out, and they're going to check out the pitcher now. This was a hard hit ball towards the pitcher's feet, and Espinal reached down to field it, and he was hit somewhere by the baseball, I'm not sure where, and the ball shot up in the air, took a big skyward bounce, and Donovan Walton, who was ranging up the middle, had it come right to him, and he threw to first base and got Haggerty. So you score at 1-6-3, and now they are looking at Espinal, and I think it is his left foot that that ball hit. Well, they're going to let Espinal throw a practice pitch or two under the watchful eye of the Sacramento Rivercats trainer, David Getzoff. And Espinal has thrown a couple pitches, and he says he wants one more. And now he's given a thumbs up sign. And Dave Brundage and his trainer are going to head back into the dugout. Well, Kyle Lewis will bat with two outs and no one on base. Lewis steps into the batter's box. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0. Misses just a little low. Two balls, no strikes. Daytime PCL baseball for you today. Be back to night games tomorrow. 2-0 pitch outside for a ball, 3-0. This is the time of year you want to have a day game here in Sacramento. Just about the end of the window for that. Gets hot here in the summertime, like triple figures. Next pitch in for a strike to Lewis, who was just taken all the way. So it's three balls, one strike to Kyle Lewis. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen, and the count goes full, 3-2. Nice rip there by Lewis, and he fouled it back. Kyle Lewis, Mariners first-round draft pick in 2016. American League Rookie of the Year in 2020. 3-2 pitch inside, and it hit him. And it just grazed him. He's okay. It grazed his arm. And he's no worse for the wear, and Kyle Lewis is heading down to first base. So Lewis is on. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick calls time. Kelnick has not played in the minor leagues with the new pitch clock restrictions. He might have a little adjustment period. Everyone does when they come down. So here's a swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. VR over, and he can't get it. It lands on top of the concrete dugout on the third base side and bounces up into the seats. So that is strike one to Kelnick. Kelnick flied out to center earlier. Now the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-2 coming. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now the 1-2. Swing and miss. That is strike three. Kelnick goes down swinging at a slider, and that is the final out here at the top of the third inning. Strikeout number three for Espinal. Right here is do not score. They leave a runner on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
O'Reilly. Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car is ready for a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep it looking like new, including Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $5.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $5 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third. Sacramento up 1-0. Michael Papirski will lead things off against Aaron McCacken. And Papirski will be followed by Ka'ai Tom and Luis Gonzalez, who hit the homer for the game's only run so far. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. McCacken threw 18 pitches in the first inning and followed that up with an 8-pitch second inning. Now the 0-1 misses for a ball, 1-1. Darren McCacken with tremendous command of his pitches. As the next one misses for a ball. He's behind in the count here, 2-1. The righty's next pitch is off the plate, ball three. It'll be interesting to see how pitchers like McCacken, who really work the edges of the strike zone, are impacted, if at all, by the automated ball strike system. Here's a swing and a fly to right field, not deep. Wall is lining it up, and he makes the catch, and Papirski is out number one in the bottom of the third. Just kind of thinking both sides of the automated system with a pitcher like McCacken, who likes to live around the edges of the plate. Was he getting a benefit from the human umpire because the human knew he was going to be around the plate and maybe gave him a little extra subconsciously? So now the pitch to Tom is hit high in the air to center, and Kelnick is there, and he makes the catch without having to move. And two men are gone, and now Gonzalez is up. Or alternately, is a pitcher like McCacken going to be able to play to the, you know, the set-in-stone, rigid strike zone of the computer? And maybe clip the corners of the imaginary computer strike zone with pitches. I don't know, we'll see. Maybe there'll be no difference at all. Oh, they just rung up Luis Gonzalez with a called strike for being late to the batter's box. Strike one, buddy. Get in there. Pitch clock violation. Oh, and one the count. And now the pitch to Gonzalez is over for a strike. It's 0-2. Now he homered on the second pitch of the first inning. Yanking one into the right ear's bullpen. Here's the 0-2 from McCacken. And it is swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 is outside. One ball, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the next pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-2. And this one is outside. And McCacken was ahead in the count, 0-2, with a gifted strike on the pitch clock violation, and now it is full, 3-2. Here comes his payoff on its way to Gonzalez, and it is a check swing. He did not go around. That is ball four. Wow. Pretty much everyone on the diamond in a Rainier's red jersey took a step towards the dugout there, thinking that Gonzalez had struck out on the check swing. But instead, it's a walk. Here's Elliot Ramos, grounded out to Evan White earlier. And the pitch is outside, ball one. Now the next pitch in there for a strike. One and one the count. Now a swing and a foul back. Now McCacken turns and throws to first, and diving back in safely is Gonzalez. Now the 1-2, bounced foul, still a ball and two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 once again to Ramos from McCacken. And that is a called strike three. And down goes Ramos, and that closes out the bottom of the third inning. Strikeout number four for Darren McCacken. No runs in the bottom of the third for the River Cats. No hits or errors, one left. We go to the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma 0.
In sports, if you think joy... Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing. And the Red Ears with just one hit through three innings against Reynal Espinal. Evan White will lead things off. He struck out looking in his first at bat of the season in the first inning. I imagine Evan White didn't think that his first at-bat of the year was going to see him getting rung up by a computer. He swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. Now here's a check swing roller right side. Over to get it, the first baseman Padlo. He tosses to Espinal covering first in time for the out. And White has grounded out to the first baseman. One down. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom singled earlier. He's one for one. Now a swing and a foul back. Oh, and one the count. Now a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Papirski. Oh, and two. And this one is inside for a ball. Well, the 1-2 is swung on and hit well to left field. Giving chase is Tom at the track, and he makes the catch on the run in deep left center field along the warning track. And Joe Odom's bid for extra bases dies in the glove of the left fielder. Kai Tom running it down. Two down, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Now the pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow right center. On the move is Gonzalez, the right fielder, and he gets there with extra time, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the top of the fourth. Espinal retires the side in order. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
Right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Moving on to the bottom of the fourth inning. Still 1-0 Sacramento on that leadoff homer in the first by Luis Gonzalez. Here's Jason Vossler leading off for the bottom of the fourth inning against Aaron McCackett. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Vossler struck out his first time up. Now the 0-1 swung on and bounced foul first base side. 0-2 the count. McCacken with his 0-2 pitch, and it's up and away for a ball. McCacken has 4 strikeouts in 3 innings so far today, and he's been striking out close to a batter per inning pitch this season. About 8 batters per 9 innings. Here's one down low. He's now, as of right now, looking at 39 strikeouts and 42 and a third inning. Gets a lot of whiffs with his slider as the 2-2 is just inside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, pull to the air to right. That's going to get down for a hit. Wall has to play it off the fence, digging for second and then stopping and retreating to first is Vossler. That was well handled by Wall, who raced towards the foul line to try to cut it off, realized he wasn't going to be able to, and he realized that early. So he angled back and grabbed the ball right when it hit the base of the fence, and then he quickly threw it in and held Vossler to a single. Second hit of the game for the Rivercats. A leadoff hit here in the bottom of the fourth for Jason Vossler. And now David Villar, their number 3 man, stands in. And he takes a pitch down and in for a ball. Now McCacken with his 1-0 pitch on its way, and it is popped up foul. Now here comes the 1-1, and it is high for a ball, 2-1. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in last night's action. Everyone was playing yesterday. Now the 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled back, and the count's even, 2-2. Reno blasted Las Vegas 14-6 yesterday in the opening game of a series being played in Reno. And some interesting notes in that one. First off, Stone Garrett, who beat the Rainiers with a homer on Sunday at Cheney, homered again for Reno yesterday. He's homered in three straight games. So here's a swing and a broken bat roller to the vacant right side of the infield, and that's going to be an infield hit for VR. The Red Ears had the shift on. McCacken got in on VR, sawed him off, broke his bat, and VR reaches base on a little dribbler to the right side. That was unfortunate for McCacken and the Rainiers. Two on, no one out now for Donovan Walton. So Garrett Farino yesterday doubled and homered. He's up to 10 homers, and he drove in five runs, giving him 35 runs batted in. He's third in the league in both homers and RBIs. Walton swings at the first pitch again and fouls it off. That is strike one. Reno also added Seth Beer from the big league team yesterday. First game in AAA this year. He was 1-for-3 with a couple of runs scored. Next pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-1. Beer optioned to AAA Reno after a 2-for-42 stretch in the big leagues. That'll do the trick. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike to Walton. And then the Rainiers have reliever Ian McKinney. There is now another McKinney in the league. Outfielder Billy McKinney joined Las Vegas and had three hits yesterday, including a homer, and drove in three runs. They are not related. So here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Walton. McCacken got him with a fastball in on his hands. And that is strikeout number five for McCacken today. And now Kevin Padlo is the bat. Also in the league yesterday, Salt Lake won a pitcher's duel against Albuquerque in Salt Lake City, 3-1. Kenny Rosenberg allowed one run in 5 2/3 innings and got the win for Salt Lake. Magnaris Sierra had two hits and two runs batted in. Padlo swings and misses at a slider. There's strike one. Salt Lake continues to be at or near the top in team ERA, which is just mind-boggling considering the elevation and the ballpark that they play their home games in. 0-1 pitch is lined towards left, and coming on is Hamilton, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. Padlo lines out to the left fielder. Two away, and now Isan Diaz will be the batter. For team earned run average, Sugar Land, who has the best pitcher's park in all of AAA baseball, has a 4.20 team ERA. They lead the league. And then Salt Lake's next best at 4.30. And then third best, almost a half a run higher, is Oklahoma City. We won't mention the Tacoma Rainiers team ERA until some point in the future when it improves. Here's McCacken now with the pitch to Isan Diaz, and it is taken outside for a ball. Oklahoma City walloped El Paso yesterday 13-5. The Dodgers moved one of their top prospects, second baseman Michael Bush, up to AAA. It was his AAA debut yesterday. So here's a strike. And Bush went 2-for-5 with a homer and drove in two runs in his first ever AAA game. Another Dodgers prospect homered in that game as well, Miguel Vargas. He's been there all year. 1-1 pitch to Diaz, two on, two out, and it is outside. Two balls, one strike. And then Round Rock won at Sugarland 5-2 last night. The veteran Matt Carpenter, the longtime Cardinal, hit a double and a homer for Round Rock yesterday, and he drove in three runs. Here's the 2-1, and it is swung on and popped up. Might be playable in foul ground. Back is Odom near the screen, and he can't get it. It's out of play in the seats. So that's a strike on the foul ball. 2-2 the count. So in the Red Ears division, the West, Las Vegas and Salt Lake are tied in first place. And they're only three games over 500, both teams 20 and 17. Reno's one game back, Sacramento two games back. The Red Ears are eight back. Now the 2-2 pitch to Diaz. And it is outside, full count now. In the East, Oklahoma City's in first. Round Rock one game back, and El Paso is in the mix three games back. Interestingly, the two division winners from last year, Sugar Land in the East and Tacoma in the West, are both in their respective cellars right now. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken gets him, he fans Isan Diaz, and that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number six for McCacken. No runs on two hits and two runners left on. We go to the fifth inning. It remains Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One nothing, Sacramento leads the Red Ears. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma with just one hit in the first four innings against Raynel Espinal. And we talked early about how he's been such a strikeout pitcher this year with 38 strikeouts in just 24 innings coming into play. He only has three strikeouts in four innings in this game. The Rainiers have put a lot of balls in play. They've had some hard hit balls, but nothing spied in any holes with the exception of that line drive base hit by Joe Odom in the second inning. Well, everyone's ready to play, but we're waiting for them to close a gate in the fence in left center field. All right, here we go. First pitch to Forrest Wall is taken outside, ball one. Here at Sutter Health Park, formerly known as Raley Field, the locker rooms for everybody, both teams and the umpires, all out in the outfield beyond the left field fence. As here's a bouncer foul by Wall. There is no tunnel or room behind the dugouts. There's nothing. You have to go out to the locker room beyond the outfield fence. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. And there's a swinging gate in left center field that the players walk in and out of when they're going back to the locker room. And sometimes that gate needs to be properly shut in order for the game to continue. And this one's down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards right field. This is pretty deep. Back is Gonzalez at the track. He makes the catch. Forrest Wall flies to the warning track in right center. And there's the first out in the fifth inning. So just now, back to the gate in left center. A relief pitcher for Sacramento has, as soon as the out was recorded, come through the gate in left center from the locker room, sprinting across the warning track to go to his team's bullpen behind the right field fence. Here's a swing and a grounder to short off the bat of Hamilton, and Donovan Walton throws him out at first. Hamilton's grounded out on the first pitch twice. Two down, and now Alex Blandino is the hitter. Blandino is 0 for 1 today. And the pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. Now here's a swing and a bouncer towards third, fielded by VR, and he throws out Blandino at first, and the Rainiers go in order in the fifth inning, and Raynell Espinal has retired 7 consecutive batters. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Michael Papirski, Ka'ai Tom, and Luis Gonzalez to bat this inning against Darren McCacken, who's thrown 67 pitches through four today. And his first pitch to Papirski is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. So 0-1 the count to Papirski. Next pitch from McCacken is swung on, bounced down the third baseline, fair ball, and that's going to be a base hit and more for Papirski. Over to get it is Hamilton. His throw to second is in time. He got him. Papirski seemed to lose a step somewhere between first and second. He was moving pretty slowly towards second base, and meanwhile Hamilton, remember, he's still quick. And he raced over to the foul line, got that ball in a hurry, and threw a strike to Sam Haggerty, who put the tag on Papirski. So Papirski has a single, but he's thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. 7-4 on the play. And now Ka'ai Tom is the hitter, and Tom takes a strike, 0-1. Tom's from Honolulu. And his first name, Ka'ai, is K-A apostrophe A-I, Hawaiian name. And the pitch is hammered down the right field line, and that is foul. So no balls, two strikes to Tom. Made his major league debut last year, and he takes a pitch for a ball, 1-2. Next delivery, swung on, pulled to Evan White at first base, who fields it on a hop but takes it to the bag for the out. A two-man gun at the bottom of the fifth. And now Luis Gonzalez will be the batter. Gonzalez homered in the first inning for the only run of this game. He's also drawn a walk, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Gonzalez came up through the White Sox system. Third round pick in 2017. And takes the next pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now Gonzalez watches one high, ball three. Now a swing and a foul back. So three balls, one strike to Gonzalez, who starts the third trip through the lineup for McCacken. The 3-1 pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count is full, 3-2. Now the pitch grounded past McCacken up the middle field. Again, it is McCoy. He spins and throws to first. Reeled in by White in time for the out. Beautiful play by Mason McCoy in the middle of the diamond. Ranging behind the second base bag. Picking up that grounder. Spinning 180 degrees. And then throwing out Gonzalez by just a fraction of a step. No runs in the fifth for the River Cats. One hit and nobody left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On to the sixth inning, still 1-0 Sacramento, top of the order up for the Red Ears. Sam Haggerty swings at the first pitch and rips it past the first baseman Padlo and into the right field corner. He's on his way to second. Gonzalez picks it up and fires it in. It's a leadoff double for Sam Haggerty here in the sixth inning, and the Red Ears have their second hit of the afternoon. And Haggerty, the tying runner, is in scoring position. That's his eighth double of the season. And now Kyle Lewis will bat. He has walked and been hit by a pitch today. Lewis yesterday hit his go-ahead home run in the fifth inning. Today up in the sixth with a chance to impact the game. And he hits one in the air to left field. Back is Tom, and he has time to get there. And he makes the catch several steps shy of the warning track. And on one pitch, Lewis is retired, one down. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout so far. And the runner goes to third. Swing and a miss. Throw to third is not in time. It goes off the glove of VR, but just trickles away. And Haggerty holds at third. But he steals third base, his 13th steal of the season. Tying, well, no, still one behind Forrest Wall for the team lead. It is the Red Ears' second steal today. 64th of the year, the Red Ears lead AAA baseball. Buffalo in the International League is second with 58 steals entering play today. Now here's the pitch with the infield in, and Kelnick watches it down low for a ball. Now the 1-1 is outside, and a pickoff throw to third, and they got him. My goodness, Haggerty got picked off third base by the catcher Papirski on a set play. And that is the second out of the inning, and the Red Ears just had the tying runner at third with one out, and now they do not. So two outs and no one on, and now the next pitch to Kelnick, the 2-1, is in there for a strike. And that evens up the count 2-2. Now the 2-2 is outside, ball three. Now a swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and that is strike three. Kelnick goes down swinging, and what started out as such a promising inning ends up just being another zero. Raynell Espinal for Sacramento has pitched six shutout innings of two-hit ball. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Mm-hmm.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and it is still 1-0 Sacramento on a leadoff homer in the first inning. And Darren McCacken will face Elliot Ramos leading off the bottom of the sixth. First pitch is fouled away. There's strike one. McCacken at 80 pitches now. Well, this next one will be 80. There's action in the Rainiers bullpen for the first time today as the pitch is nubbed towards third, charged and picked up there by Blandino, and he had trouble getting a handle on the ball to make a throw, and his throw to first base eventually is made, but it's too late. And Ramos has an infield single on a ball that he hit about 70 feet up the third baseline. So that's hit number 5 for the River Cats, who have had, of their 5 hits, they have 1 homer and 4 singles. Of the 4 singles, 2 of them are infield singles, and a third one, the batter was out to trying to stretch it into a double. And then the fourth single was a broken bat shift beater, a ball that was hit to the right side on a broken bat when there were no defenders over there. Here's the pitch to Jason Vossler, and it is fouled away. McCacken, despite allowing only 5 hits, is getting what they call BABIPT. The batting average on balls in play is higher than it should be. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the pitch misses. 2-1 the count. Now a throw to first, and back in safely is Ramos. Next delivery is outside, and it's 3-1. Three-one pitch. That's a strike. A slider there from McCacken brings the count full, 3-2. Riley O'Brien heating up in the right air's pen. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Vossler. And it is low by a smidge, and that is ball 4. And Ramos takes second, and there are 2 on with nobody out for David Villar. Second walk issued by McCacken today. We'll take a look at our daily Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas picked up a 10-inning victory yesterday against the Kansas City Royals affiliate in the Texas League. Big news, even though it wasn't an impressive start, but the big news for the organization, big picture-wise, was the return to action of Emerson Hancock, who'd been injured all year. He started yesterday on a very limited pitch count in his first game of the year. As here's a pitch to VR, low for a ball. And Hancock was the Mariners' first-round pick, number six overall in 2020, and has not pitched much as a pro due to several injuries. But he was on the mound yesterday, going an inning and a third. Allowed two hits and two runs. But that's not really the point, as the pitch is in for a strike to VR. The point was that he was throwing again in a game. And so we'll see where he takes it from there. He was pulled out after 36 pitches yesterday. 1-1 pitch coming to VR. And this one is outside, 2-1. Offensively, Double-A Arkansas had a double and a homer from Cade Marlowe. The homer, his second of the year. He drove in two runs. He's hitting 241 at Arkansas. So now the 2-1 pitch is grounded foul, third base side. Zach DeLoach had two hits, including a double, scored a run, drove in a run. He's hitting 256 for Arkansas. Jake Shiner had two hits and three runs batted in. He's batting 221. The 256 from DeLoach, I think, leads that team. They're having trouble scoring there at Double-A Arkansas, not hitting for much average. Two-two pitch coming to VR, and it is hit high in the air to left. Going back is Hamilton on the track at the fence. He can't get it. It is gone. A three-run home run for David VR, and all of a sudden it is Sacramento 4, Tacoma nothing. PCL leading, 13th home run of the year for VR, and only the third one he's hit in this ballpark, his home park. He usually loads up on the road in the launching pads like Albuquerque and Reno and El Paso, but in this case he hit one out here at Sacramento where the ball does not carry well. And that's it for McCacken. Tim Fedorovich is out to get him. One batter too late, as it turns out, with our 2020 hindsight. We'll take a break for this pitching change here in the bottom of the sixth with the score Sacramento 4, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning here in Sacramento. The Rivercats just got a three-run home run from their slugger, David VR, and they now lead 4-0. And they knocked out Darren McCacken. In from the bullpen is Riley O'Brien with nobody out and no one on base. And Donovan Walton leads off, or is the first batter he'll face for Sacramento, and the pitch is up high for a ball. O'Brien thrown right back out there today after he was wild yesterday. So now the 1-0 is outside 2-0. Last night he faced four batters, walked three of them, and struck out one. Here's the 2-0 to Walton, and it is way up high, ball three. O'Brien pitching back-to-back games. That's something Rainier's relievers have done very little of this year. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. But relievers in AAA need to work back-to-back games, and even three in a row, in my opinion, because they do that in the big leagues when they get called up. As the next pitch is up high to Walton, there is ball four. So O'Brien walks the first batter he faces today. The Red Ears already have action in the pen behind him. O'Brien was going to have a short outing regardless because he pitched last night. We know that, but there's also concern that the control issues might persist. So they've got Kyle Bird warming up in the pen right now, as Kevin Padlow is now the batter. And O'Brien's pitch is taken low and away, ball one. So 1-0 the count. Now O'Brien with his next pitch, and there's a breaking ball inside to Adell. He's not missing real badly with these pitches. They're just not in the zone. Now a pickoff throw, and back in safely is Walton. Now this pitch is outside, and that's pretty far away. Outside and in the dirt, ball three, 3-0. And this one is a called strike. He needed that. 3-1 the count. Now this one is low and away, ball four, back-to-back walks to Walton and Padlow, and now Isan Diaz will be the batter, and Alon Leishman will go to the mound to talk to O'Brien, the Red Ears pitching coach, with a trip to the mound. The walks really just started to become an issue for O'Brien in his last game. Prior to yesterday, he had kind of a high walk rate, 5 walks in 8 2/3 innings, but it's not something that I don't think they were real concerned about it in his last outing before yesterday, which was on Friday at Cheney Stadium. He went 2 innings and issued 1 walk. But last night, he walked 3 of the 4 he faced, and now today, he's walked the first 2 batters he's faced. That's 5 out of 6 hitters. And there's 2 on with nobody out. And Isan Diaz is the batter. And the pitch is in for a strike. Correction, a ball. Sorry, the automated system got me right there. Still getting used to it. 1-0 the count. And the next pitch is inside for a ball. O'Brien with a long look in. Now he's ready. And the 2-0 pitch is breaking ball outside, ball three. Correction, the count is 2-1. That first pitch was a strike. Umpire correcting the scoreboard. So two balls, one strike to Diaz, and this pitch is inside, and he spins away from it, and it is ball three, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. And the pitch is over for a called strike, and the count is full. Two on, no one out. Three balls, two strikes to Diaz. And the pitch is breaking ball, low ball four. Three straight walks. Walton takes third, Padlo to second, and Diaz to first. Still nobody out. Papirski will be the batter, and he's going to face a new pitcher as Tim Fedorovich is going out to the mound, and he's going to get Kyle Bird into this game. So we'll take a break for our second pitching change of the inning. The Rivercats lead the Red Ears 4-0, and they have the bases loaded with no one out.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning, Sacramento leading 4-0, and the Rivercats have the bases loaded with no one out. Kyle Bird comes in from the Tacoma bullpen. He'll face Michael Papirski. And Bird is making his 10th appearance out of the Tacoma pen. 2-1 with a 13.97 ERA. Walton, the runner at third, Padlo at second, and Diaz at first. And Bird now with the pitch, and it is swung on and lined towards center field, but Kelnick is there to make the catch. Tagging at third is Walton. He will score. It's a sacrifice fly for Papirski, and that makes it 5-0. First out of the inning, Padlo and Diaz hold it second and first, respectively. And now Ka'ai Tom is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it swung on and fouled away. Counts even 1-1. Now here's a swing and a grounder back to Bird. Chance for two. Throw to the shortstop for one. Relay to first is not in time. Safe at first base is Tom. Padlo advances to third. Diaz forced out at second. Pitcher to the shortstop covering. And runners are at the corners with two outs for Luis Gonzalez, who is the ninth man to come to the plate this inning. He's one for two in the game with a homer, a walk, and a ground out. He was robbed of a hit in the fifth on a terrific play by McCoy. Here's the pitch from Bird, and it is taken up high for a ball. Next pitch is a breaking ball inside. So 2-0 the count to Gonzalez. Bird trying to keep this game in reach. The 2-0 pitch is a fastball for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Next pitch is fouled back. There's a strike. So two balls, two strikes is the count to Gonzalez. Now a swing and a foul back, still 2-2. Now throw to first, and they've got the runner in a rundown. White's chasing him and then throws back to Bird covering first, and getting back in there safely is Tom, and Padlo retreated to third. And the reason no out was recorded there was because of the runner at third. Bird threw behind the runner at first, and White had him chased. He was chasing him towards second base, but White had to take his eye off of the runner to put his eye on Padlo at third base, who was coming down the line, and then Padlo turned around and went back, and meanwhile, the runner at first, Tom, made it back to first base safely. Next pitch to Gonzalez is fouled off, still 2-2. Now the runner at first goes again. Here's a breaking ball, low, ball three. And Tom steals second base uncontested. So it's a full count, 3-2. Here's the 3-2. And it is swung on and popped up foul behind the plate, but it's going to get into the seats out of play, and we'll do it again. So still three balls, two strikes. And Bird is ready. And the lefty with his pitch, and it's a breaking ball called strike three on the inside edge, and Gonzalez goes down looking, and that closes out the sixth inning. But the River Cats open it up. They get four runs in the inning, and they do it with just two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. Four walks in the inning. We go to the seventh. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? we can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Well, it is 5-0 Sacramento with the lead over the Tacoma Rainiers. And a new pitcher is into the game for the Rivercats. And it is the rehabbing major leaguer, Jake McGee. So McGee comes in. What a start for Raynell Espinal. First time he'd ever faced the Rainiers. Espinal went six shutout innings of two-hit ball. And he walked one and struck out four. So McGee comes in. And he'll face Zach Greene, who is pinch hitting for Evan White. So Zach Greene pinch hits. Evan White on rehab, plays six innings in his first game. McGee with the pitch to Greene, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. McGee has been on the San Francisco Giants injured list for a little more than a week with lower back tightness. As the next pitch is a swing and a miss by Greene, and the count goes to 0-2. McGee, 35-year-old southpaw, with his next pitch up high. One ball, two strikes to Greene. Now McGee's ready. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. McGee, with over 10 years of major league time, came up with Tampa and has been in the National League with three of the five teams in the NL West. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Greene, swinging at a fastball, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. So now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom has one of the Red Ears' two hits today, singled back in the second, and also drove a ball to the warning track in left center that was caught in the fourth. Now McGee is ready, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. McGee has pitched in over 600 major league games with a career ERA of 3.61. And now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. And he's averaged just under 10 strikeouts per nine innings pitched for his entire career. McGee, always a very hard thrower for a lefty, and even now at age 35. He's hitting 94 consistently on this rehab assignment. But as good as his career has been and as good as he looks on the hill right now, it's now a swing and a miss, strike three. Odom goes down on three pitches. McGee's pants don't match his jersey, and he looks kind of ridiculous out there right now. His Rivercats jersey is very white, and his pants, which I believe are his San Francisco home pants that he must have brought with him for the rehab assignment, they're more of a cream color. So he's got this white jersey tucked into these cream pants, and ladies and gentlemen, not a good look. Here's the pitch to Mason McCoy, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Well, 5-0 Rivercats in the seventh inning. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And oh, two the count. And this pitch misses for a ball. 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to McCoy, and it is up high. Two balls, two strikes. 95 on the gun. Now here comes the 2-2, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Jake McGee strikes out the side in the seventh inning. Three up, three down, all three strikeouts swinging, just 13 pitches needed there by McGee. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Sacramento. Rivercats lead the Red Ears 5-0. Red Ears go to the bullpen, bring in Matt Brash. This was a 1-0 game, and then Sacramento scored four in the sixth inning. Red Ears starter Darren McCacken ended up going 5-plus innings, allowing 6 hits, 4 runs all earned, walk 2, struck out 6. And then Riley O'Brien came in. He ended up facing 3 hitters, walking all of them and allowing 1 run. And then Kyle Bird came in and pitched Well, he got all three outs in the sixth inning, so he pitched one inning and didn't allow any hits or runs or walks, struck out one. So now Brash is in. And here's his pitch to Elliot Ramos, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Brash is making his fourth appearance since coming to the Red Ears. And the next pitch is in for a strike. 1-1 now. Zach Green in the game at first base for Evan White. So the pitch is outside. 2-1 the count. 97-mile-per-hour heater. And now Brash is into his motion, and the 2-1 is a swing and a miss. 98 on the gun. Counts even, 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch is a called strike three with a slider, and down goes Ramos, and there's the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brash strikes out Ramos, and now Jason Vossler will be the batter. Vossler is 1-for-2 today with a single and a walk. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Next pitch in there for a strike. Oh, and 2 the count. And this pitch is a called strike three. Got him with the breaking ball, and Vossler goes down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the bottom of the seventh inning. And now David Villar is the hitter. Now the pitch to VR is over for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now this one is over for a strike. Brash firing strikes here today. Next pitch on its way. Swing and a foul back. Two strikes on VR. Brash with a chance to strike out the side here. He's into his windup. The 0-2 pitch is high for a ball. 99 on the gun. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 on its way, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. VR just got a piece of it. VR broke open this game last inning with his 3-run homer that turned a 1-0 game into a 4-0 game. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Now the next pitch swung on and popped up in the air to right field, not deep. Forrest Wall is waiting for it, and he makes the catch, and VR is out, and so are the River Cats in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down with two strikeouts. We go to the eighth. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans. What are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
On we go to the eighth inning. The Rainiers trailing Sacramento by a score of 5-0. And the Rainiers try to go to work here against a new Sacramento pitcher, left-hander Sammy Long, who is a local to Sacramento and also one of the guys on the Giants who goes back and forth between AAA Sacramento and the Major League San Francisco Giants seemingly on a daily basis. Although this year, this is just his third appearance for Sacramento. He spent a little more time in the big leagues this year than in Sacramento. And Long, known for his excellent curveball, will face Forrest Wall, Billy Hamilton, and Alex Blandino. And the pitch is popped up on the third base side. Wall swinging at the first pitch, and it is caught by VR, the third baseman, in foul territory. One pitch, one out. And now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton's 0-for-2, having grounded out two. The left side of the diamond in each of his two at-bats, and both times swinging at the first pitch. This time he takes ball one, 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. Next delivery, reached for and fouled back, and it goes to 1-2. On deck for the Rainiers is Alec Blandino. Here's the 1-2, and it's outside. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. And this pitch is inside, ball three. Full count. Rainiers need base runners. They haven't had many today. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the curve. And Hamilton has struck out for the second out at the top of the eighth inning. Now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino 0-for-2 with a couple of ground outs so far. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, up and away, 2-2. Now the next pitch misses for a ball, 3-0. Now this one's in there for a strike. Now a swing and a miss, and that is strike two, and the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul back. Still 3-2. No one up in the Rainier's pen. Looks like Brash is going to get another inning. He had an easy one in the seventh. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Blandino goes down swinging, and the Rainiers are retired in order in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing. Donovan Walton leads off for Sacramento, the Red Ears. With Matt Brash on the mound, he retired to the side in order, striking out two of the three he faced in the seventh inning. And his pitch is swung on and fouled away. In his last game, Brash pitched two scoreless innings, but they were an adventure. He walked three. And today, to see him come out and retire the side in order and be ahead of the hitters in the seventh, it was impressive. Oh, one pitch is down and in for a ball. 1-1. Sitting 97, 98 on the gun with each pitch. Now here's his 1-1, and this is down low and inside with a slider. Two balls, one strike to Walton. Now Brash shakes off the catcher, gets the sign he wants. Here's his 1-2, and it is up and away for a ball. Correct count is three balls and one strike. And now Brash with his next pitch, and it is high ball four, and Walton draws a leadoff walk at the bottom of the eighth inning. So he heads down to first base, second walk drawn by Donovan Walton. Now Kevin Padlow will be the hitter. Padlow is 0 for 2 with a walk in this game, homered yesterday. And the pitch from Brash is outside in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Tomorrow night's game is at 6:45 p.m. Rainiers are starting Tommy Malone against left-hander Emmanuel De Jesus. Next pitch misses for a ball. 2-0 to Padlow. And this inning's been the opposite of the last one for Brash. He's getting behind the hitters. Here's the 2-0 to Padlo. And it is over for a strike. Threw a slider and got it over. Two and one. Now a toss to first base and back in safely is Walton. Now the 2-1 is a check swing and he held up in time. Three and one. Brash's pitch is swung on and cranked to left field. High and deep towards the corner. Back is Hamilton. He's going to have room and make the catch. Tagging at first and going a third of the way and then retreating back to first base is Walton. So Padlo flies out to left. And now Isan Diaz is the batter. Diaz is 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Next delivery. Swing and a miss, a half swing by Diaz. And that evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Now stepping out of the box for a moment is Diaz. Now the 1-1 pitch, swung on, chopped to the right side. Green has it at first. He'll just take it himself to the base for out number two. Walton moves into scoring position at second base. So two down, runner at second for the River Cats, and now Michael Papirski is the batter. Switch hitter, Papirski will bat left-handed. Stands in now. And the pitch is high and away for a ball, 1-0. Is in there for a called strike. With a breaking ball. 1-1. Next pitch coming. And it is inside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Papirski, runner at second base, and two outs at the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch is over for a called strike. Now the 2-2 is up high, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner at second. And Brash's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, he got him, and that closes out the bottom of the eighth inning. Brash works around a leadoff walk and ends up retiring six of the seven batters that he faces today. We go to the ninth inning. The Rainiers need a rally. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting Mary Bridge. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
On we go to the ninth. The Red Ears trailing 5-0. Sammy Long pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning upon entering the game, and the left-hander stays in there for Sacramento. Top of the order up for the Red Ears. Here's Sam Haggerty, who has one of the Red Ears' two hits today. Haggerty hit a double back in the sixth inning when the Red Ears threatened to tie the game. He was at third with one out, representing the tying run. They were down 1-0 and got picked off third. And pitch to Haggerty is a curve that stays up high, ball one. Next pitch is waved at and missed. And that is a strike, 1-1. Now a swing and a miss. Strike two, Haggerty behind of the count. Again, back to night games tomorrow, 6:45, first pitch tomorrow. Tommy Malone on the hill. Next pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Unless the Rainiers rally in a big way here, this series is going to be tied 1-1. Here's one up and away, full count. Three balls, two strikes to Haggerty. Now the pitch is low, ball four, and Haggerty draws a leadoff walk. How many rallies start that way? A lot. Leadoff walk, and now Kyle Lewis will bat. And Lewis, who batted four times yesterday and left the game after seven innings, in there for the entirety today. Bats here in the top of the ninth. He's 0-1 with a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch, just kind of grazed by a pitch in the third inning. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field, and this will carry out in sort of a lazy fashion to Kai Tom, and the left fielder makes the catch. One man's out in the ninth. Now Jared Kelnick will hit for his fourth time. He's 0-3 today. Kelnick looks out towards this lefty and takes a breaking ball up high, ball one. Okay. was 1-0 until the bottom of the sixth when Sacramento scored four runs, and they've been in command since. 1-0 pitch, foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That is a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball. Two and one. Big shift on for Kelnick. Left side of the infield's wide open. And the pitch is low for a ball. 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Runner at first with one out. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line. Giving chase is Tom into foul ground, out of my line of sight. What happened? He must not have caught it because Kelnick is acting like he's still batting. You can't see down the lines here from my booth. It's one of the weird things about Raley Field. The booth's right behind home plate. It's great. You just can't see into the corners. There's fair balls you can't see in the corner. 3-2 pitch is fouled away again by Kelnick. Still 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Runner at first, one out of the ninth. And the pitch is fouled back to the screen. And Kelnick's hanging in there, fouling off pitches. Now again the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. And Kelnick is the second out here in the ninth inning. Right here is down to their last out. Zach Green. Pinch hit for Evan White in the seventh inning. He's 0-1 in this game. With a strikeout. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Next pitch down and in, 2-0. Right here's down to their last out. Have just two hits today. Joe Odom singled in the second and Haggerty doubled in the sixth. Now the pitch is high and off the mitt of the catcher, but not far enough away. It doesn't roll far enough away for Haggerty to try to advance. 3-0 the count to Green with Odom on deck. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Long with a fastball, swing and a miss, strike two. And the count is full, three balls, two strikes with two down in the ninth. Long looks in for the sign, he comes set, the lefty is ready. Green eyeing him and the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a change. And that's the ball game. The Red Ears get shut out for just the second time this season. Sacramento wins it 5-0 as the Red Ears had just two hits today. And this series is now even, one game apiece, with game three of the six games set for 6:45 p.m. tomorrow night. Rivercats win it 5-0. We will recap it and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirucha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over
Indeed
here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and 2 rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, the Rivercats take this one 5-0, and the Red Raiders won the series opener yesterday, but Sacramento has bounced back and evened the series with the victory today. Darren McCacken started for the Red Raiders today. Very first batter of the game, Luis Gonzalez hit his second pitch over the fence in right field for a solo homer, and the Rivercats had the 1-0 lead immediately in the first inning, but that was the only run of this game for quite some time. McCacken didn't allow another run through 5. The Rainiers weren't scoring at all against Raynel Espinal. In fact, they had just 1 hit in the first 5 innings, a Joe Odom single in the second. The Rainiers did end up getting a runner to third base with just 1 out in that inning, but could not score. In the 6th inning, it was still 1-0 when Sam Haggerty had the Red Raiders' second hit of the game, a double to right field. And then he stole third base with 1 out and Jared Kelnick at the plate. And then on a set play after the pitch, the Sacramento catcher, Michael Papirski, threw down to third and picked off Sam Haggerty for the second out of the inning, erasing the base runner and erasing the Red Raiders' scoring opportunity. And the Red Raiders did not get another hit the rest of the way. They did get another runner in scoring position the rest of the way. And meanwhile, Sacramento opened it up in the 6th inning. McCacken still in the game. At this point, he was really throwing well. Elliot Ramos led off the inning by beating out a little 70-foot dribbler up the third baseline for an infield single. And then McCacken issued his second walk of the game to Jason Vossler. Up next was the league's leading home run hitter, and that's David Villar. And he ended this game for all intents and purposes, launching a 3-run homer to left field, his 13th of the year. His league-leading RBI total is now at 39, and the Rivercats led 4-0. That knocked out McCacken. In from the bullpen came Riley O'Brien. This is a concern now. O'Brien walked 3 batters in a third of an inning yesterday, had to be taken out. They wanted to give him a chance to get right back out there today, and they did. And it was more of the same, except worse. He walked all 3 batters he faced and left the game with the bases loaded and no one out of the 6th. Kyle Bird came in and did a nice job getting out of that with only one of the runners scoring. It was a sack fly by Papirski, but that made it 5-0 Rivercats in the 6th. Matt Brash was a highlight today with 2 scoreless innings, retiring 6 of the 7 he faced, striking out 3. But in the end, this was all about Sacramento. 3 pitchers combining on a 2-hit shutout. Raynel Espinal, Jake McGee on rehab, and Sammy Long. final totals in today's game. First for the victorious Sacramento River Cats, 5 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. They left 6 on base. For Tacoma, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Espinal. He is 3-0. Loss goes to McCacken. He's 1-4. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 27 minutes. The attendance, 5,568. The River Cats get back to the 500 mark on the year at 19-19, and the Red Ears fall to 12-26. Game 3 of the 6-game series is tomorrow night at 6:45. Tommy Malone starts for Tacoma against left-hander Emmanuel DeJesus for the River Cats. That's tomorrow night at 6:45 p.m. River Cats win at 5-0. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, the River Cats win it 5-0 over Tacoma today to even up this series at a game apiece. Let's take a look now at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. There is some daytime action in the majors today. We'll start in the American League. The Mariners not part of the daytime action. They play this evening. They get started in about an hour and a half at Toronto to wrap up that series. Marco Gonzalez makes the start for the M's against Kevin Gausman for the Toronto Blue Jays. Mariners trying to get a win there today and avoid a sweep. In the American League final today from Tampa, the Rays beat the Tigers 6-1. The Rays acquired third baseman Isaac Paredes in a trade from Detroit earlier this season, and Paredes hit his first 2 home runs as a member of Tampa Bay organization of the Rays today against his former team, 2 solo shots. And that helped the Rays to a 6-1 win. They had a good start from Drew Rasmussen, who went 5 innings without allowing a run to get the win. Spencer Torkelson hit his 4th bomb for Detroit's lone run. In progress, Minnesota leads Oakland 8-2 in the top of the 6th inning at Oakland. And then other games in the American League today. Houston is at Boston. The Yankees take on Baltimore in Baltimore. Angels are on the road at Texas, and the White Sox are in Kansas City. One interleague game today, the Cincinnati Reds and the Cleveland Guardians. They get started in about a half hour. In the National League, a final from Milwaukee, 11 innings, back-and-forth affair. The Brewers beat the Braves 7-6 on a game-winning 2-run homer in the bottom of the 11th inning, walk-off style from Keston Hira. Hira's 3rd home run of the year. The Rockies just took a 5-3 lead over the San Francisco Giants in the bottom of the 8th inning on a go-ahead 2-run home run by C.J. Krohn, his 10th of the season. And the Dodgers have a 5-2 lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks in the top of the 5th inning at Dodger Stadium. Elsewhere in the National League today, the Washington Nationals take on Miami in Miami. The Padres are at Philadelphia. St. Louis is at the New York Mets. And the Pittsburgh Pirates will face the Cubs at Wrigley. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Sacramento. The River Cats shut out the Red Ears 5-0. Coming back with more right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. with deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, the Rivercats shut out Tacoma 5-0, the final score. The Red Ears had just two hits today. Second time that the Red Ears have been shut out this year, and first time since April 9th. Interestingly, April 9th, the Red Ears played a doubleheader against Salt Lake that day because they'd had a rainout the day before. And on the 9th, the Red Ears were shut out in the opener by Salt Lake's tandem of Cesar Valdez and Kyle Bearclaw. And then the Rainiers pitched a shutout of their own in the nightcap. That was a 1-0 game that Mike Ford walked off with a dinger. And the two teams exchanged shutouts, right? The Rainiers got shut out in the first game and then pitched the shutout in game two. Those are the only shutouts the Rainiers have been involved in all season long until today, when the Rivercats trio of Rainel Espinal, Jake McGee, and Sammy Long combined on a two-hitter, and Sacramento takes it 5-0, the final. One other day game in the league today, also a shutout. Salt Lake continued their tremendous pitching this year in Salt Lake City. The Bees shut out Albuquerque 8-0 behind the pitching of Jake Kalish, who now has a 1.89 ERA, which I imagine will lead the league when the updated figures come out tomorrow. And Salt Lake beating Albuquerque 8-0. Other PCL games are at night tonight. Round Rock at Sugarland, El Paso at Oklahoma City, and Las Vegas is at Reno. Rivercats take it 5-0, the final score here in Sacramento. Tomorrow's game is at 6:45. The Red Ears send Tommy Malone to the mound against Emmanuel De Jesus. We'll start our pregame at 6:35 as the Red Ears look to bounce back into the win column tomorrow night here in Sacramento. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, our final score this afternoon, Sacramento takes down Tacoma 5-0. Have a great afternoon.